You forgot the raisins, didn't you? Rachel Yoder made a pained face.
I did, and I'm so sorry.
Annie King allowed herself the smallest of sighs as she considered the shredded carrots and mayonnaise in the wooden bowl before her. She glanced over at her sister-in-law and made sure to keep her tone even. Well, we have a lot more supper to cook, so let's not waste time. Maybe we can use the carrots some other way.
No, no, I'll go home and get them.
Rachel turned away from the kitchen counter where the two women had been working. It will only take a minute. She was out the door before Annie could protest. Supper that night was to be at her brother's and Annie's house, and the two women needed to work efficiently to have food for 24 people ready in time. Rachel started down the long path from the front door toward her house across the street, appreciating the unusually warm April afternoon. She saw a neighbor's horse and buggy approaching, and she reached the road just in time to wave and call out hello. Once across the street, she headed toward the kitchen door, but looked over at the sound of her name being shouted from the barn. Her father stood in the wide doorway, a cloth in one hand as he polished some shining object.
"I need more rags here," he called out. "Can you bring some?"
She nodded, picking up her pace.
"I'll be right back."
Perspiring by this point under her long, dark blue dress beneath a black apron, she went inside the house, grateful for the relative cool in the dim kitchen. Her mother stood near the sink with Rachel's daughter, 11-year-old Katie. Rachel's mother was grating and bottling horseradish with Katie. The women in the family preserved large quantities of fruits and vegetables, much of which they sold, and Katie shared the responsibility for this job with them. For now, she was still learning, but she would be expert at it by the time her grandmother could no longer do it herself. That day was still a long way off, however. Rachel's mother was of less than average height, but strong and sturdily built, and behind her silver, wire-rimmed glasses, her light blue eyes seemed to take in everything. She and her granddaughter spent many hours together, especially in the summer, making all different types of preserves, jellies, and pickled vegetables. Katie turned at the sound of the door opening.
"Hi, Mama."
Rachel couldn't resist going over and putting an arm around her daughter's slender shoulders, leaning down to give her a quick kiss on the cheek.
"You smell like peaches and sunshine," she said to her. "No, wait. Like summer, if summer were a little girl."
Katie laughed and hugged her back.
"Silly."
Leah King watched, frowning.
"Something wrong? Aren't you making supper at Annie's?"
"I came back for raisins, and Papa needs some rags."
"Take the rags in the hall closet, bottom shelf," Leah said. "Katie, mind that you don't hit anything with those tongs."
"Sorry, Grandma,"
the 11-year-old snapped back to attention, anxious to avoid her grandmother's disapproval, which was quick to appear and slow to fade. Rachel opened a cabinet and took down a large glass jar of raisins, measuring out the 3 cups she needed into a clean bowl. Leaving the bowl on the counter, she went to a closet full of cleaning supplies and took 4 rags from a neatly folded stack, remnants from old sheets that could no longer be used or salvaged. She paused on her way out, thinking she might persuade her father to take a break if she brought him a glass of water. It would be good for him on a hot day. Stopping at the sink just long enough to fill a glass, Rachel grabbed the rags and stepped out onto the side porch. She was unable to resist pausing to kneel down and scratch Buster behind the ears, the old dog snoozing in the bit of shade behind a rocking chair. Humming, she made her way to the stables where she found her father forking hay. When he saw her, he stopped, lifting his straw hat and wiping his arm across his forehead. He wore a dark blue shirt, black suspenders, and black pants. His beard was full, but, as was traditional for married Amish men,
He had no mustache, and his brown hair was long around the sides, with bangs across his forehead.
"Are these enough?"
She held up the fabric squares.
"Just right."
He took the water with a nod of thanks and drank the contents in one long gulp. The barn housed four horses, two of which were used only to drive the buggies, the other to work in the fields. Rachel walked over to the stall where Driver, her favorite horse, stood swatting flies with his tail, regarding her with soft brown eyes. She stroked the narrow patch of white between his eyes.
"How are you, my friend?"
she asked him in a soothing voice.
"He's fine," her father answered, "but I would be a lot better if he could use a pitchfork."
"You wouldn't like that. You'd have to sit around doing nothing,"